Welcome to the Perfect Time Podcast. Join us, your go-to gal pals, as we dish out tips and tricks on all things mindset and mental fitness. I'm Christy.
And I'm Lindsay. Get ready for a dose of laughter, plenty of aha moments, and a whole lot of positivity packed into each episode.
Hey, Perfect Timers. How's it going? Lindsay, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. Just, happy to be podcasting. I miss talking to you. And
I miss you too.
I know like summer months get crazy busy. And so it's hard to squeeze it in, but I'm glad we're doing it. We're here.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's catch up real quick. Like, what's going on what's in your cup? What's on your plate? Tell us all the things.
Okay. I'm double fisting. I have LaCroix and coffee still. So that's what's in my cup. And what's on my plate is wrapping up some projects going on in the next few weeks and constantly learning new things about owning a small business, which is both exciting and refining, depending on the day. And then I'm really looking forward to summer. You know, I'm a pool gal, so I'm looking forward to the sunshine and pool a little bit and getting, to do that. So I don't know. I feel like May with kids seems maybe not in homeschool land because I felt like we were kind of done by then, but it's like, you know, all the activities and fun stuff. And
when are your kids done? Is that when you like, is that summer? Summer starts when the kids are done.
Yeah, it's May 22nd. So it doesn't feel like summer, but you know. Is Ruby, Ruby's like kind of done, or what do you decide? Oh,
yeah, like we finished her book work, a couple months ago, which was too early, and we'll figure that out for next year. But we've been trying to do like, little things here and there just to kind of retain what she's learned so far. Yeah. It's like mostly reading skills I want her to retain. So anyway, like this week we did some homeschool on Monday, and then the rest of the week we've kind of been socializing, and like today I have a lot of food prep going on, so we probably won't do anything today. But so, just like when we have a moment, we'll squeeze it in.
Kindergarten at its finest.
It feels like summer over here. Like we're summering.
Good.
Yeah. So I'm excited for you to join the summer club soon.
Yeah, me too.
I was trying to decide if we were going to get a pass to our community pool for the summer, and I still haven't decided. But when you say like pool, it does sound so nice. It really does. But I don't know if I want to leave my driveway. So,
well, that is something.
Consider. Yeah, I got it.
I get it. Well, yeah, I think for me, it's kind of the socialization. Like we have some friends, like it depends on where your friends are and where they're at. Like that is the pool for me, but
Yeah. Our people around here, we tend to gather at Lake Logan.
I like it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Just as great.
Yes, for sure. I'm drinking my typical. Oh, that's okay. I'm just going to go and go for it. I'm drinking Revitalize, my mineral water. Nice. I'm also double fisting, and I'm drinking coffee as well. It's cold. It's my cup from this morning that I've been like nursing. My second cup from this morning. It's Thunderkiss coffee. Have you ever had Thunderkiss coffee?
No. Is it so
okay,
good?
Okay. When we podcasted last, was I working at the farm yet?
No. Well, yeah, you were going to. You told me about it.
Okay. So I started working at the farm and I love it there. They drink Thunderkiss coffee in the morning. And so I now am addicted to this Thunderkiss coffee. I think it's a Columbus company. I don't know where or when, but yeah, I got it at the Kindred Market in Athens and I'm so in love with it. It's so good.
Okay. I want to hear about this farm. What are your farm chores when you go? What's your job?
Okay. Listen, I finally have a job. I think for the first time in my whole life where I all week, I'm like, is it Friday yet? Is it Friday yet? Like, I cannot wait to go to work. Like, I'm so excited that tomorrow is Friday and then I get to go there. Like, And I don't know if it's just like this honeymoon phase. I don't know if it will stay that way forever, but I am telling you, I'm obsessed with this job. Like, there's a couple of college students there. Well, there's one college student, and then there's another guy who just graduated high school, and they're both working there for over the summer. And they probably think I'm level 10 insane because I'm like, you guys, this is the best job you'll ever have. Like, they're so young. And I'm like, I left my nursing career and I am so happy and this is the best thing. And like, you need to become a farmer. And, you know, I'm just crazy passionate and crazy, really just crazy. So anyway, back to answer your question, what my farm chores involve. Is that what you asked?
Yeah. Like what do you do on the farm?
It's been so different every time, but like I usually get there and they have two huge greenhouses. And the greenhouses get so hot in the, you know, middle of the day. So we usually start out in the greenhouse harvesting lettuce, radishes, turnips, whatever's in the greenhouse that's ready to go. So I will cut lettuce or spinach or arugula or pull the radishes and the turnips, like kind of just whatever they need me to do. And then you take them and you wash them and then you get them ready to go to the farmer's market for Saturday or for CSA pickup, which is Friday afternoons. So
do they have the CSA pickup like at their home?
They do. Yeah. You can come to the farm and pick up, or you can pick up the next day at the Athens farmer's market.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then they sell some stuff in bulk to like restaurants in Athens. Cool. And markets in Athens. Yeah. They've got
real deal.
Yeah. It's legit. And I just love it. I love it so much. So then, and it's just so great. Cause it's a family and they also homeschool. So like the whole family's there and the kids help but they usually make like a big, huge lunch for all the staff. Like we eat lunch all together. Like they make
that's so cute.
So we'll take a little siesta for lunch and then we'll go back out. And like last week I got to do a lot of they sell flower bouquets also. And so I got to make bouquets.
Oh, I think I saw a picture of that.
Yeah. And so that lit my soul on fire. Like I'm starting a flower farm and you heard it here first. Like I'm doing it. Like I just loved that. So
yeah, that's really pretty. Now, does Ruby go with you on Fridays?
She went the first time and they were open to her coming with me, but I just couldn't, like, I don't want her to come with me because I know that if I need to fall back on that, she can.
Yeah.
But like, I can't completely, I don't want to be responsible for like what she's doing. Yeah. What I'm doing, it's just too much. Yeah. I would like just to focus all my attention on learning and helping them. And so she is going to go. Oh, I thought of you. Actually, I thought of this podcast because last week I didn't have a place for her to go on Friday. And I thought about that episode where we talked about how like we should ask our asking friends for help.
Yeah.
And so I texted my new friend here. Like I haven't known her that long, but I texted two of them and I said, hey, would either of you be able to like, could Ruby hang with you all day on Friday? And like, it was a long day. She was there from 7 a.m. until like 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. But my friend said yes. And I felt bad about it. And I offered to pay her. I offered this. I kept finding myself wanting to compensate her for help. Like, we're just so, it goes back to that episode where we talked about that. Like, it's just so hard to sometimes just ask for help. But I did. So she spent the day with them and that was nice. And then from now on, she'll be going to this little preschool summer thing I found here in Logan. Cute. And she's really excited about it. Yeah.
But back to like you asking your friend, and we probably talked about this before. I think the beautiful thing about that is now your friend knows if she's ever in a bind that like you're her go-to girl, you know?
Well,
I love that because somebody has to open that like friendship up like that. Yeah. And sometimes like maybe it's not ideal. Like some, you know, I remember when our kids were little and like I would take on other kids and like sometimes I was like, oh yeah, no problem. And sometimes it's like, you know, you actually did have another plan, but you made do. And it's fine. But I think at the end of the day, it's always such, it's just always worth it because it makes your friendship connection better. And then you know that like that's somebody that if I'm ever in a bind will help me.
For sure. And like, I know, I mean, it was hard for me to ask because I have one child and she has three and she's pregnant with her fourth. And so like, I knew it was going to be a burden for her. But I asked anyway, and I know it was stressful. Like her son ended up like hitting Ruby at one point. Like, you know, she had to discipline her children because there was a visitor. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't care that that happened at all, but I just mean, I know it created stress for her, but I'm so willing to like have, I said to her, like, when you have the new baby, like drop your other three off, like let them come here for the day. Because yes, we've established that that is like what we do now, you know? And yes, so I think
I love it so much. I think it's so good and so necessary.
I hope she takes me up on it.
That new baby, she'll be like, excuse me, remember when that? I need that today.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So that farm job is awesome. And then I just, it's Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day.
You too.
Mamas. And, you know, I think anytime we celebrate like other humans, it can bring up some sad memories, some happy mix of emotions. I hope the day is happy for you. And if it is not a happy day, I'm thinking of you and holding everyone in my heart that needs love on that day. But I'm having Seth's family here on Saturday. I super selfishly don't want to do anything on Mother's Day except be with my family.
Yeah.
And so I always like to plan to celebrate all the mamas in my life the day before so that on Sunday I can just veg.
Okay. I wholeheartedly agree. I love my mom so much. She's probably like, you know, she's tried and true listener of this podcast. So she's going to be downloading and listening the minute this is released. And so it's like, I feel like Mother's Day is so interesting when you are a mom and you have a mom. First of all, that's a double blessing and that's not lost on me. But I think it's like, you want to celebrate people, but then selfishly you're like, well, if I'm going to get one day, I want to be able to like spend that day. And so I have been a poor planner, but I'm hoping to do the same, like to be able to connect with my family on Saturday so that Sunday I can just kind of do whatever.
Yeah, for sure. And I know that is kind of selfish, but I also know that I am allowed to be selfish. Everyone's like, my mom was like, do you want to drive and meet in Columbus on Sunday and have brunch? And I was like, no, I really don't. I'm so sorry. I love you, but I do not want to drive to Columbus ever, and definitely not on Mother's Day.
Ever, actually.
Ever. I left there for a reason.
No, I know. And I don't think it's up. I think like, you know, we're busy and again, like for what it's like your birthday or Mother's Day. It's like you get, there's a few days where you can kind of like, you know, work it to your favor and then it's over. It doesn't come around again for a while.
Like that, off like a flash, 365 days later, you have to wait. Yeah, no, totally. So anyway, I'm prepping for Saturday. I love hosting people. Like I'm excited to do it. I don't want to do it on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
All right. Should we get into our topic today? Yeah. I feel like we should. Let's do it. So today we're going to talk about kind of like when life throws you curveballs, like learning to pivot. Mm-hmm. And this topic is inspired by Lindsay and I have talked about this on the podcast before because it's how we met. But this podcast is inspired by some happenings that are very fresh. They just happened this week with Beauty Counter. And Beauty Counter, if you haven't listened all along, Lindsay and I were both Beauty Counter consultants, and that's how we met. Beauty Counter is a company that is a clean beauty brand. Probably like, can I say like the OG clean beauty brand? I think so, right? Like, I mean, there were others, but they were definitely
like one of the bigger, well-known. Bigger.
Yeah. And their model of sales is network marketing. So you may know that as MLMs. Those of us in network marketing don't like to call them MLMs. pyramid schemes. I, you know, there's all sorts of things that people say
yeah, negatively we love that
about,
one.
About the business model. But at the end of the day, it's a direct to consumer sale. So I tell you about the product in person on social media, and then you buy it from me. And then that's how the sales happen. So Beauty Counter has that business model. And this week, unfortunately, Beauty Counter, well, like back in April, Beauty Counter announced that they were shutting down their website. And at that time, they announced that it was going to be a temporary shutdown and that the website would come back up on May 1st. But then May 1st rolled around and they said, oops, actually, it's taking longer than we thought. We're going to have to postpone that a short bit. And then this week, they said, oops, actually, it's really taking longer than we thought. We're going to have to postpone it until at least, at the earliest, October 2024. And oh, by the way, when we do come back up in October, it may not be the same business model that we currently have. And as of today, all of the teams that you have built, the customers that you have built, it's when we do come back, it's going to be a wiped clean slate. You do not have your teams anymore. You do not have your customers anymore. Everything will start at ground zero, and we'll figure out from now until then if we're going to build teams, have consultants, you know, basically like they may not even come back as a direct.
There's a lot up in the air.
There's a lot up in the air. Nobody knows what's going on. There's a lot of speculation. You know, with this comes a lot of negative talk, a lot of emotional feelings to all of the people who were loyal to Beauty Counter, either as consultants or customers all of these years. And it's a big deal to those in the entire network marketing community, not just with a Beauty Counter business, but other companies as well. And so anyway, this brought this topic up because, and we'd like to talk about it on here because Lindsay and I did meet in network marketing, and this will apply to you even if you're not in network marketing, because let's get real. How many times a week does your life throw you a curveball? I mean, literally all the time, right? And so this is just, you can apply this to your marriage, your finances, your waking up on the wrong side of the bed. Like, you just have to learn to pivot.
Or and just so, like any big loss in your life that's unexpected, yeah. You know, sure. Like, holy crap, was not, you know, seeing that coming.
Yeah. Feeling blindsided by something and then having to like put your big girl pants on and move forward, whether that's in a different direction, the same direction, you know, that we just wanted to talk about it today.
Yeah. And I think like Chrissy said, it applies to so many things, but I feel like it's so applicable for us because, I mean, I don't know. How many years have you been a consultant? I feel like it's been like 8 years or something, like a long time.
Yeah, like, it's been a long time.
Like, so eight, I don't know. Like a lot of the people that we're good friends with have been consultants for 10 years, you know? So it's been a decade. It's not just like something we hopped on last year. And so a couple of our people that we know and love and like have cheered for a decade, I mean, that was their whole full-time line of work. And so for a really long time, and when that's kind of like ripped out from under you, no matter what job you have, it's like really hard, especially when you're in this period of life where you may have children, or you like felt like you were established, and it's just kind of like, holy crap, what do I do now? Like,
yeah,
that, you know, what do I even do now? And I feel like the beautiful part about like kind of why we wanted to talk about it is because, one, think what you want about direct sales or direct marketing, but I have met some of the most incredible women through it. And so I am like impressed by all the people I've met. I mean, just awesome people. And when this all happened in our like Facebook groups and stuff, it was just like, share what you're doing, share, you know, like all the ideas you have for how we can, for the women who need to pick up another job or stream of income. And it was like this encouraging just trail of people sharing opportunities or links or whatever. And I just like kind of got the chills from it, 'cause I'm like, this is just really beautiful kind of model of like continuing to inspire each other of like, I know this sucks, but there's other opportunities out here, not direct marketing related, just in general. Love seeing
well,
that,
I think you know? What I am forever grateful and will always be indebted to social retail is that like, I didn't come from a family of entrepreneurs at all. My parents both had like 9-to-5 jobs working for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never like had any entrepreneurial spirit about me that I knew of, but I always have had this like desire to do things my own way and maybe differently than, you know, I never felt called to swim, you know, with the stream of culture. I've just always kind of, you know, marched to the beat of my own drum. And so when I joined Beauty Counter, what I had no idea that was going to happen is that I was going to develop this entrepreneurial spirit that I can't shut off now. Like I am constantly, my wheels are turning of like, what could I do? All the time. I mean, that's truly what led us to be on this farm where we are. Just today on my Instagram, I posted that I'm starting meat chicken business and I'm going to sell my eggs in Columbia. Like I'm doing all these things that had I not joined network marketing, I wouldn't have gotten the courage or the have the fire lit underneath me to do all these little business ventures.
Yeah. It gives
and
you,
so
yeah. It broadens your whole like,
yeah, it's such an empowering line of work. And like you said, when you do network marketing, I know it, there's tons of SHIT we could talk today and that's not what we're doing. But like when you do network marketing, you put yourself out there with all these other entrepreneurial like minded people who are working on their mindset every day because so much of this business is mindset.
Yeah.
And that was what, you know, brought Lindsay and I together. And that's why we're doing this podcast at the end of the day. So thank you, Beauty Counter, for what you gifted us in that department, because that's not something that can be taken away from us. And so that's the cool thing, right?
But I think like it just totally, and again, it coincides with a lot of conversations that we've had on here, but to see it in real time playing out with people that we love kind of at the same time, like multiple people put in this situation of like, okay, even if it wasn't your full-time job, like for Christy and I, it was just like a stream of income though that we, you know, had. And when that's put on pause, it's weird. It's a weird feeling of being like, oh, okay. What else are we gonna do? And I think like, it just really gets you thinking about like, I don't know, just how big the world is, how many other opportunities there are to really like put yourself in. And I think the biggest thing in general is just like taking risks, like being willing to take another risk into something. And to know that like, yes, while we all want to feel comfortable and feel like the job we're in is secure forever and ever, amen. I just, you know, the harsh truth is like a lot of them are not. And so what are we going to do when that time comes? And I think the other part, like I was reading a post of one of like a woman that I just respect a lot in the business. And she was like, I'm not going to make a rash decision and just go get any job. I'm going to like sit and think about like what this means and what I want to do. And I think some of it's like when we have these opportunities to pause again, like obviously if you need to feed your family, like you can get another job in the meantime. That's not what I mean. But like in terms of just like allowing these opportunities to let us pause for a minute and really figure out what we want to do next.
Yeah. To like, and it's just what you said at the beginning of the podcast with your small business that you have, like these moments are refining. Anytime a bump in the road happens, small little bump or a huge mountain, you refine yourself, right? You refine your process, you refine your mindset, it forces you out of your comfort zone. And like, that's where the growth happens. It's uncomfortable for sure. And, you know, I think, yeah, I've said this already if you follow me on Instagram, but it's a good reminder to always be working on your mindset, because you are going to have to pivot in life all the time. It's also a good reminder from a financial standpoint to diversify yourself, like multiple streams of income. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Have a plan, have a backup plan, because this doesn't just happen in network marketing. This happens, you know, so many people lost their jobs during COVID, and so many people, who knows when the next turn of events is going to be that's going to cause a change of the way that our economy is structured, and more people could lose their job. You know, it's just, it's a crazy time out there. And it's just such a reminder to more than anything, keep your mindset right. Because if you can see clearly through a storm, you're going to be okay. You're going to come out on the other side.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. I think it's like to such a reminder of like surrounding yourself with people that encourage you and that are for you and that are people that open doors for you when you need them. Yeah. Being a person that opens doors for other people when they need it. I'm just seeing a lot of that, and it's very encouraging. I mean, I think the reality is, like, to be very honest, when you're in your 40s and a big pivot happens, like, most people can't help but think, like, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah,
it's hard. Like, oh, you know, you just feel like you should have all your shit together, and then all of a sudden it's not together. The shits are not together. Right. You're like, what do I do? And I think, like, it's okay to have those moments. And I think that's very human to feel like that. But I feel like I have to have the belief that, like, there's something around the corner. And
And, like, the crazy thing is, like, just to give, if you're listening and you're not in network marketing, like, to give some scale, to give some perspective, these women built legitimate empires. Like, they had teams of women underneath them that were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And so they built them from the ground up. Like, they earned it full, like, you know, it's not a yucky thing. Like, they worked hard. They worked so hard, some of these women. And so, yeah, it is bananas that you built this empire and then it's just gone. And it's unfortunate. And I, you know, like, we could dissect the whys and the hows and whatever, but I, you know, I don't want to get into all that.
No.
Just to say that, like, I do think, and maybe this is even taking it too far, but I just can't help myself. I do think that there were some red flags along the way. And so all I want to say about that is just that if you, and I think we've talked about this on here before, or maybe not, but like, if you start to question things, again, this is where my spirit comes through. Like, if you start to question things, but the rest of the world is like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. You can also apply this to anything. Like, make sure you don't have to go with what everybody says. Like, you can pause and think about it and make your own decision at that time too, because I do think there was a time where everyone started to question things and then everyone encouraged everyone that it was fine and it maybe wasn't fine.
Yeah, you have to go with your gut feeling, and you have to be able, it's like, but this is life too. Like, I just think you can convince yourself of anything. I think you can convince yourself that things are fine. I'm not just talking about business. Like, I've seen it with even, like, you know, like, friends or like, my marriage is fine. It's fine. It's fine. When there's other, you know, and it's just like, okay, well, we can really tell ourselves a narrative and believe it if we want to. I'm not totally saying that, like, I'm making this broad. But I agree with you, and just, like, kind of, I don't know, just having our eyes wide open for things. And I do agree with you, as much as I mean, this is what I'm learning later in life about diversifying your income. Like, I mean, I think that's a brilliant notion. I think that I am aspiring to be more like that. I don't know that I, like, set out in my early career to do that. You know, that wasn't what was comfortable, but I think it's smart.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I just think, as with anything, you have to keep, anytime you're working towards a goal, like, I love this advice. Like, you keep your head down, you focus, you focus, you focus, you lift your head up every once in a while, look around, see what's going on, think about it, make good decisions, and then back down your head goes, and then you work, you know, and, when things come up that don't feel right, it's so easy, right? To just be like, oh, I'm busy, I'm going to like deal with this later, or I'll talk to my husband about our problems later, or I'll deal with this conflict at work later because I'm busy. You know, it's so easy to do that. And it just doesn't serve you. And so anyway, I think, you know, just hopefully this serves as a reminder for us all to, like I've already said, work on a mindset every day, deal with things as they come up, like, and have, you know, have more than one plan, if you can, of a way to make money or to move forward if you needed to. And
yeah. And I know, I mean, I'll be honest, I think sometimes it sounds like easier said than done, like, fine, you know,
oh,
but
it's hard. All this is hard. Yeah.
It's really hard. And I think like some of it is just always thinking like about, okay, well, this is good right now, but you know, just having those things in the back of your head.
Yeah.
I mean, but also at the same time, not like being worst case scenario, because that's not a good mindset either, you know? So there's a balance, there has to be a balance.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, with everything in life, there's such a fine line to walk on, and it takes practice. And that's why I like having these conversations, because I think if you are someone who has an entrepreneurial spirit or wants to kind of go out and do your own thing that's different than what the rest of the world says, like, you have to just almost have these pep talks with yourself all the time in order to keep going, because it would be really easy to like just be like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna take the risk that you spoke of earlier. I'm not gonna take that risk because it's too scary. But as we know, with the greater the risk, the greater the reward. And I think the risk is always worth it if you think through your steps clearly.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I mean, I think like whether it's Beauty Hunter or like a network marketing or doing your own thing, I mean, the amount that you learn in such a short period of time of just going out and venturing and being hands-on, like, for instance, even your mentorship with, you know, the farm, it's like the amount that you're going to learn in those Friday hours versus like reading about it or learning secondhand. It's just like when you're in the thick of it, you learn so much more. And then I think that then those lessons apply to everything else. And so
absolutely,
it's just all part of like our growth. And I think like we just have to be able to be like, okay, well, I just guess I'm never done growing, you know? And
that's just it. We're never done growing. Like, don't get content like with where you are. Like, you've got way more growing than you think you do, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like I'm cutting this way short. I would love to keep chatting,
no,
but
you're good.
I have my bee mentor is here, and he's
speaking
gonna help
of
me
with done, not done growing.
Speaking of not done growing, I
a
am
bee mentor.
My bee guy's here.
Oh my god!
Next up, a honey business. Stay tuned.
See, this is real life. She walks the walk, people.
Oh my gosh, I'm trying.
Well, love you, girl. Mad love to all of our Beauty Counter friends out there. We know
seriously,
the best is yet to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Bye, everyone. Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Bye.